Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome to New Charis Ministry. I am so happy you have tuned in into our live broadcast. Shall we pray? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for the life of everyone that has tuned in. And I thank you, O God, for the people who made it a point to come to church today. May your power and your spirit be upon all of us as we are about to listen. Your word, Father, clean our hearts, make our heart fertile so that we will be blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Everybody originates from a family. Whether it being a nuclear or extended family, we have a family of origin. And our family or our roots into a family of origin is by virtue of our parents. Hallelujah. So whatever or the identity we have in a community is based on the identity, based on the origins of our parents. Today, we'll look at what the scripture says. We'll look at what God wants us to do in terms of our parents. Living in a world full of pain, full of desire and ambitions, sometimes we may lose focus of the fact that we have some parents that we need to honor. Hallelujah. I'm speaking on the topic, honor thy parents. Honor thy parents. Shall we read our main text from Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 16. Honor your father and your mother. Honor your father and your mother. Hallelujah. As the Lord your God has commanded you, so that your days may be long and that it may go well with you in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. Hallelujah. When we come to the New Testament, we can read from Ephesians chapter 6, 1 to 4, or 1 to 2. Let's read 1 to 2. Children, obey your parent in the Lord. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. And the promise is that, and that you may live long and that it may go well with you. Hallelujah. The Bible acknowledges the fact that it may get to a point that you may dishonor your parents. And for that matter, in the commandment that God handed to Moses, God said, we should honor our father and mother so that it may go well with us and we may also have a long life. Hallelujah. It may be that in this era, you may have issues with your parents. And for that matter, you may think that it is not possible to honor them. Hallelujah. And that is the very reason why this commandment is there. Because as humans as we are, we may disrespect our parents and may feel that our parents may not need our honor based on the things that they have done to us. Based on the fact that we think that they do not give us the best of care. But yet, the Bible says, honor your father and your mother. Hallelujah. What does it mean to honor your parents? The word honor means respect. Hallelujah. The word honor means respect or to put value on. Hallelujah. To put value on. When you put value on something, the more value you put on something, the better the way you cherish and the way you treat that. Hallelujah. If you do not value something, you treat it like a trash, because that thing does not have value. It does not deserve your time. It does not deserve your respect. So honoring your parent means putting value and respect on them. Hallelujah. Putting value and respect on them. And how do we put value and respect on our parents? How do we put value and respect on our parents? Hallelujah. In our speech, scriptures expect us that in our speech, we should value and honor our parents. As we grow and become independent and begin to have issues in life, begin to have successes in life, begin to understand certain things and certain circumstances better, we are admonished that we need to honor our parents in our speech. Hallelujah. You are a believer and you know this scripture, then it should motivate you to be careful in the way you speak with your parents. Your mother, your father, you need to be careful. And at large, you need to be careful with the way you speak with the elderly. It should be of respect and of honor. Hallelujah. Why? Because even in the Old Testament, when we read Exodus chapter 21, verse 7, it says that he who curses his father or mother shall surely be put to death. So dishonoring your mother in speech by insulting, by cursing, by disrespecting your mother in speech was a great offense that could result in death. Today, we speak with our parents anyhow, insult them, and treat them like trash and go scot-free just because we feel we are enlightened and we are also human beings and we have emotions and we are justified. No. We should be careful so that whatever it is, no matter the issue, we should honor our parents in speech. The way we speak with them, the way we speak to them, the way we talk about them should be of respect, of honor, if we are to benefit from the commandment with a promise. Today, we believe in our pastors and we accept their prophecies and we accept their revelations as yea and amen. And for that matter, without maturity, we go and treat our parents in disrespect. There is no akwanche that can make your life better than respecting your parents. Any minister that will encourage you to dishonor your parents is a pastor who do not have your well-being at heart. Because if that pastor do have your well-being at heart, will teach you the ways of the Lord, that will lead you to have a long life so that it will go well with you. Hallelujah. So our prime responsibility is to teach you so that you will not disrespect your parents. And in this way, your in-laws are also a part. You disrespect your in-laws just because a man of God told you your in-law is a witch or a wizard. And you think by disrespecting them, things will go well in the marriage. No, you may not have peace. You may not enjoy your marriage by disrespecting your in-laws and by disrespecting your parents. So in your speech, respect your parents. Hallelujah. And in the way you take care of them. Hallelujah. Your parent, one way or the other, provided for you when you were a baby. Hallelujah. Even if your mommy or your parent do not even do well by providing for your basic needs, do not forget that you suck the milk of your mother. Food that generated directly from your mother to you. And that was all that you could depend on. Maybe you have forgotten the stress and the pain that your mother went through to take care of you. Sometimes we'll have to go and borrow and beg and take care of you. Sometimes we'll have to go and credit. All their livelihood was spent on you for you to get to where you are. Never think it wasn't good enough, but just cherish it. So that you can also reciprocate by taking care of them. When you take care of them and they don't become, you know, a mocking, you know, people who are mocked in the community, it is a way of honoring them. Because one my obo aba womo, so obo ni womo, I'm not for best sre womo, because they be a normal sre. So do not let your parent become beggars. By reducing them to beggars, you are dishonoring them. Honor them so that you will reap the benefit of honoring your parents. Try in your little way to provide for them so that in the community that they live in, they will not become a reproach. But people will see them and know the little things that you do for them. By honoring them, relate well with them. Hallelujah. Relate well with them. There are some parents who don't need your money. There are some parents who don't need your gifts and all those things. All that they need is for you to relate well with them, call them, check up on them, care for them. Let them smile. Let them laugh. Let them know that you are there for them. If you honor them, you will care for them. If you honor them, you will not make your mommy cry. You will not make your daddy cry as if they don't have any children in this world. You don't call them because a pastor who is benefiting from your tithes and offering is telling you that the reason why you are not doing well is your parents, and you have accepted it. And you care for your pastor, you pay your tithes, you gift your pastor, but you will never gift your mommy, you will never gift your father. That is wrong, and that is not scriptural. And that is why you will continue to be giving in the church, yet you are not reaping the benefits. Because it will not go well with you if you dishonor your parents. That is scripture. That is scripture. If you want things to go well with you, if you want to do well in life, if you want those sicknesses and the things that are threat to you living long life to leave, then honor your parents. It is scripture. This is very common. We heard this. We memorize this memory verse. So why have we allowed people to sow seed of pain in us against our own parents? They may have wronged us yet, but to fulfill scripture and for us to have our independent hope and the benefit of the holy commandment with promise, we need to honor them. We need to honor them. Hallelujah. By honoring them, it also means that you represent or you present, yes, you present yourself or represent yourself well. Hallelujah. You carry the name of your parents. So wherever that you are, you need to represent yourself well. Ma obo emba oho se o ye ni o mebi a enye na manfo ebo wudi ni ehun ni o man se nim kwase ne bi ka wawo fo. And when that happens, it means you are dishonoring them. And for that matter, that benefit that come with honoring your parents, you are losing it indirectly. So wherever that you find yourself, represent yourself well. Represent yourself well. Wherever that you find yourself. Just because there's no church member, just because your pastor is not there, just because someone that you know is not there, you are behaving anyhow. But you have forgotten that you are representing, you carry a name, and you are bringing that name into disrepute. And if you bring that name to disrepute, you are dishonoring your parents. And your ma enye and a woye and ba pe and a wope a kushi bra and a wobo and sanum wanum sasa a danukorin seni ama ye bo dia na ubia ese ayase fem e dina e daosono kahunu se ye shushemwa e pio mami enim e pio pape enim. And that is dishonor to the family name. And if you want to do well, if you want to reap the full benefit of your toil, then learn to honor your parent by representing yourself well. Hallelujah. If you want to honor your parent, or by honoring your parents, you do not despise them. Hallelujah. You do not despise them. Let's read Proverbs chapter 23, verse 22. It says, listen to your father who gave you life. O papa no, se wanshewo, wanyewo bibia kurana. I want to say, this is the man that gave you life. God used him to give you life. And do not despise your mother when she is old. The Bible is full of wisdom. It says, do not despise your mother when she is old. In this part of our world, when your mother is old, that is when you think she's a witch. A witch. Anyang. Na fe de wa mami a watim wa wo wa she no. Na de befo susu no. It says so sofo bi opeka credit e wo won samunti. Wa ka bi bi a kire wo. Uhu mami a so ya anyang. Se mami kruya. So na share wo se ma me kroya na ti nani mu fifre di wo ko school se ma me kroya na free nioma de share wo osofo ope kakredi wo ho
ope kakredu wo ho a wan bra wo wo ho a oni mu asase wa jina tum ena order dawo na wa pu mame na wa yu mame aton chen. You see, do not despise your mother when she is old. Scripture knows. O mami wenyini. Samre no. Ene cheso o tiweni na o desheno. Samre ene cheso o krokro no. Samre ene o nyabotre edemano. And do not let any person confuse you to make you despise your mother. The one who cared for you and carried you in his tummy for 9 months and gave you life. He said, your father that gave you life. Hallelujah. Do not despise your mother. Do not despise your father. They have done something for you. And no matter the pain that they have caused you, no matter what has happened, in your bid to search for your destiny and the keys of releasing your destiny, do not despise your mother. Do not accept that your mother, because your mother is a witch, she has bewitched you. It may be true, but yet give her the honor. Give her the honor. And that's so for who knows so much to me. And they are the most people who cause, you know, the pain in families. They are just able to see, they cannot do anything about it. Yes, we catch ourselves, mommy, before, but then I went to my yafa. So, nam, na so flow, nyamia. Then I went to my yafa. It is one thing to see, and it is one thing to make sure that you have taken away those. Things that you have seen, if they have seen, they should be able to work on it. You move from church A, they will see the same thing. Church B, they will see the same thing. Church C, they will see the same thing. Yet your problem remains the same. If they see it, they should be able to work on it. Do not despise your mother when she is old, but rather honor her. But rather take care of her. But rather make sure that the sweats of her life will be wiped away. Hallelujah. What do you gain if you honor your parents? Deuteronomy chapter 5 verse 16 that we read. It said that, so that your days may be long. By honoring your parents, you prolong your life. By taking care of your parents, you prolong your life. By honoring and respecting them, you prolong your life. Uchinia uchesenia be bohu bain. Uchinia uchin wa sofuhu. Eni awun yoma eya kwanchre be brisena ubenya. Yeah, friends, long life, no. God has provided the solution. It is just by honoring your father and mother. When you do that, it will prolong your life. A DNT and a umbu mami. It's an so feel say abrabonum kuye. It's an say ufu say umami amma bibia shrew. It's an say umami aya wo boni be now to me fan channel. By honoring them, second, so that it may go well with you. Send me a beja, wa bra bobe siu ye, entino, fa o puma wa ufo. O ye bibia na say. O don sa so bibia ma ye say ko ye no na say. You are not seeing progress. If you are not seeing progress in your life, then watch the way you deal and treat your parents. Because if you honor them, treat them well, it will go well with you. It will go well with you. Shall we read Proverbs chapter 20, verse 20, Proverbs 20:20. He says that if one curses his father or mother, his lamp will be put out in outer darkness. Hallelujah. If you curses, if you disrespect your mother, if you don't speak with them well, if you don't treat them well, what will happen to you? Your lamp will be put out. The star on your life will be put out. Wabra bobu kani anebe dum osumbe tru wabra bono. It's and so when boo mami, it's and say what to me o mami, it's and so what can be beat ya o mami, it's a brabo na woo so no, and your mana and quaye mauno, shawano, one shall know what to me o mami, one shall know what can be beat ya o mami, because that's what the scripture says. It says, anyone who curses his father and his mother, his lamp will be put out in utter darkness. Kai kai, na jai aso force we chine 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 no. Na shawa brabum wa ansha wa kebibie tia wa wofo. Na ko back na ko srebo ne facha na mama fa ne san to so, o papa fa ne san to so no pompa ya ma o. Na se domi no no me no endane. You need them, because if you honor them, it will go well with you. Hallelujah. It will go well with you, so that you will live long and it will go well with you. O kanye dumu abrabu muno ebia na efrisenia o shewa wofo. Hallelujah. Shewa abrabu na she baby awa touching efa wono mame eno wa wofo and kita mudie a odwene se ebi wo honmo a eno na ye wo sinti dua ebi wo honmo a eno na e ka wo hye no, because Proverbs chapter 20 verse 20 say wo kania wa brabo mu kania no ebedum ebedum se wo ba brabo na wa brabo mu kania no edum wo ye bibiara enye yie. Do not let anybody deceive you to raise a tongue against your parents, to let you mistreat your parent and disrespect your parent, because when you do that, your light will be dimmed, your lamp will be put out, and in life, whatever that you do will not be successful for you. This is not what I'm saying, but this is what the scripture says. Read Proverbs chapter 20, verse 20. Do not let any man of God deceive you into thinking that because your mother is a witch and whatever, you need to disrespect her. And you need not to honor her. You need not to provide for her. You need not to make her feel loved. No. If you deny her these things, your life will be in shambles. You will never succeed. By honoring her, even when you know the state that she is in, your life will do well. Because your light will shine, and whatever that you touch, you will succeed. Shall we pray? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for your revelation. We thank you, O God, for teaching us that we, no matter what it is, we should honor our parents. Give us the heart. Give us the heart so that, Father, through it all, we'll be able to stand firm to honor them. In this crooked world, in this world of so many doctrines, help us to stand firm so we honor our parents. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Father, be with us. Take care of us. If by any thing any of us have spoken against our parents and incurred the wrath of you,
and impose the curse of shutting our lights out, Father, we pray that you forgive us. We forgive us, Father, forgive us. And lift that curse out of us so that our light will shine again. Father, have mercy upon us and be with us so we can go and seek for forgiveness from our parents, O God. Father, give us the courage to go and seek for forgiveness. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Be with us, guide us, and lead us through it all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, thank you for tuning in and thank you for coming to church today. I pray that you have been a blessing. If you know you have wronged your parents, go and ask for forgiveness. Go and make amends. And I know that God will let his face shine upon you. And things will begin to work well for you. In the name of Jesus, I pray. May this week be a great week for you. May the favor of God be with you. May you be protected. Shalom, peace, and love be with you. Amen.